This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Federal officials say they've arrested nearly 50 people who are in the United States without authorization after a raid early Sunday in Adams County. The Drug Enforcement Administration says they conducted the raid at a makeshift nightclub targeting drug trafficking and members of a Venezuelan gang. Agents say they seized drugs, weapons, and cash during the raid, but did not give further details about what was seized. Refugees set to relocate to Colorado are in limbo following an executive order by President Trump. Ron Buzzard leads the African Community Center of Denver, which is one of Colorado's official resettlement agencies. He said the order suspending resettlement is a blow to refugees cleared to move to the U.S.
It's beyond disappointing. It's devastating for the refugees themselves. They have gone through legal processes, a very orderly process.
Afghans who assisted U.S. military operations are among the groups most impacted by the order. Colorado school districts are pushing back on a plan they say will cut nearly $150 million from funding for public schools. Governor Jared Polis wants to move away from the way schools are funded that relies on averaging student numbers. At a Thursday hearing, Stephanie Juno with the Steamboat Springs School District said that change would especially hurt rural districts.
In the case of Vila School District, that's half of their funding. This can literally bankrupt a school district if you take away that averaging over time.
Supporters of the proposal say it doesn't make any sense to pay for so-called phantom students, or those who are not currently in the system. It's a sunny start to the week around most of Colorado. Highs today in the mid to upper 40s along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.